Having heard the word read and proclaimed, let us join together in saying what it is that we believe using the Apostles' Creed, which is found on page 14 of the large blue hymnal, and today we're reading the ecumenical version. Friends, what is it that we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As we prepare to give our tithes and offering today, please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, there are so many ways that we can work to bring about your kingdom on this earth. What we do today is returning only a small token of the many blessings you have showered upon us. Please, Lord, take these gifts, these tithes, and use them in the furtherance and the expanding of your kingdom. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The deacons come forward, please.
As we prepare to come to God with our joys and concerns, I invite you to share any joys, concerns, prayer requests that you have. And I have a few that have been handed to me. Janet Stattmiller asks that we continue to pray for her friend Ruth, as well as all of our shut-ins. And Erica and Jim ask for safe travels for their trip to West Virginia this week, and we hope that they have a wonderful time. And thank you to Janet for the flowers today. If you haven't noticed, there is a beautiful vase of flowers up front, Are they from your garden? They're beautiful. Thank you for sharing them with us. And also thanks to those who did yard work. Are there any other prayer requests today? Yes, Dawn?
Our nephew Garrett Farwick leaves today for the Marines.
Ah, wow.
So safe travels and pray for his dad, Dan's brother Paul.
Yeah. So we're praying for Garrett Farwick, who is Dan's nephew, who is joining the Marines today, going to the Marines today. Prayers for Garrett as he starts this new part of his life, as well as for his father, Paul, and rest of his family, as they will miss him and worry about him as he is gone. Yes, Jack?
I have a joy and concern. Nita came home yesterday.
Yay! Nita is home. Yay!
But also, David was in the hospital last Monday, David Weitzel. And he has a compressed fracture.
Okay.
And he is back in the department.
So David Weitzel has been in the hospital with a compression fracture, but he's home, but he's back to his apartment now. Thank you for sharing that. Any other prayer guests? Joe? I'm sorry?
I wanted to thank people who donated on the website for the Parkinson's Fire
You're welcome. So I saw another hand over here somewhere. Yeah, Jim?
I want to let the congregation of Bob Elhart, one of our friends at Colonial Heights, has made a full recovery with his leg. He still walks with a cane, but he's beat to death for a while anyway. So he's basically back to his old self. So I'm glad to see him down somehow.
That's wonderful. Jim and Erica's friend Bob from their new place had some surgery on his leg, but he's made a full recovery and is back to his normal routines. And so thanks to everyone who has prayed for him. Any other prayer requests? I would like to just offer a request for Jeff's sister, who is going through a hard time right now. Her name is Carla, and I won't go into details, but please pray for Carla Kidd. Are there any other prayer requests? Then let us turn our hearts and our minds to God in prayer. Let us pray. God of possibilities, we share our joys and concerns with you that we might feel connected to you. Hear now these prayers of ourselves, our community, and the world. Loving God, we pray as usual for our world. And even though we always pray for our world, Lord, we pray for it to become the kingdom that you envisioned, the beautiful garden that you created in the beginning. We pray that people will learn how to care for it rather than how to exploit it. We pray that the places where nature can be ravaging and wild will become peaceful and calm. Lord, we pray for those who might have been affected in storms overnight, yesterday, and who are in the path of them today. We pray that there will be no one injured or killed, that there will be no destruction, that these will be just normal storms. We pray for the places in our world where there is violence, that there may be healing and peace come to those communities, not only here in our part of the world, but in places like Chicago and Los Angeles, in places far-flung as Paris and Aleppo, all of those places where violence rules the day. We pray for those who are on the run from violence as well, who have been uprooted from their homes, who have lost family members and loved ones. And we pray that your kingdom will come, and with it peace that will reign forever. Lord, we pray for those who are ill. We pray that there will be a day when illness does not exist, when there will be no suffering, when there will be no sorrow, when there will be no loneliness, no drug addiction, no mental illness. We pray for that day to come, Lord. And we rest in the hope that it will be as glorious as you have promised. Lord, we pray special prayers today for Garrett Farwick, who is going to the Marines. We pray that he will have a good experience, that he will grow, and that he will be useful in this world through his service in the Marines. We pray for his family, especially his father Paul, who will miss him and worry about him while he is gone. Be with them, Lord, and comfort them in this time. We pray for Jeff's sister Carla, that you will be with her. We pray a prayer of thanksgiving for Nita as she is at home. And we pray that she continues to be stable and that she will even improve. We pray for David Weitzel, who has been hospitalized for a compression fracture in his vertebra. We pray that he will heal well and that he will be stable as well. We pray for thanksgiving for Bob Everhart's full recovery and for all of those who have supported Joe with donating to her Parkinson's ride and thanks be to God. And now in the quietness of this place, we offer to God those prayers that are known only to us in our hearts. Amen. As we offer our prayers to you, O God, may we do so with grateful and open hearts. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayers, O Lord. May knowing that you hear us give us strength for our lightest and darkest days. Amen. Our closing hymn is Sending Hymn is number 2166, Christ Beside Me. friends, as we go forth from this place, let us go forth to love and to serve the Lord. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.